Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that is one of the most recognizable riffs in rock history. That, of course, is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And we want to welcome to the show now some members of Great Moments in Vinyl. Great Moments in Vinyl is a group of great musicians that are put together by our good friend Lindsey Cochran, and they do a show every 6 weeks or so, paying tribute to great musical artists and doing it in a very unique way. They play their albums, they play their music, they tell stories about it, about those stories, and about those songs and everything. And they are going to be paying tribute tomorrow night at Martyrs, which is at 3855 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. They will be paying tribute to Nirvana by playing Nevermind and MTV Unplugged in New York. And once again, the guy who puts this all together with Great Moments in Vinyl is Lindsey Cochran. Let me first welcome him to the show. Lindsey, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you so much for having us back on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. One more time, tell everybody what Great Moments in Vinyl is.
I think the whole concept behind the band is to connect people with their favorite music in a new way, in a more passionate way. I mean, you know your favorite songs. You sing along with them, that sort of stuff. But, you know, what was the songwriter thinking when he wrote that? What was he going through? What was his relationship like? How was he relating to his band members? You know, what was on his mind? So I try to provide that kind of backstory and put the songs in a context where you take away a little more about them than you originally had.
And you also gather together remarkably talented musicians, Lindsey. You choose the cream of the crop, and you have access to some really remarkable people, many of them through Old Town School of Folk, correct?
Absolutely. One of the people that is a co-guest tonight is a fellow that I met through the Old Town School. He was playing in some of the classes there. That's Benji Scheffler, the drummer. And then there's a fellow by the name of Patrick Gemko who, well, we were going to do Nirvana, and I just put the call out. I called some good musician friends of mine and said, tell me someone who can sing Kurt Cobain for us. Mm-hmm. And they steered me his way. And he's the one you just heard in that clip a moment ago on Smells Like Teen Spirit.
And then also filling out the rest of the roster there is our good buddy Phil Angotti.
Phil Angotti, yes. He's we think of him as our acoustic Kurt.
Right.
Patrick's standing up to do the electric stuff on Nevermind when we do that album.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phil's going to be doing a lot of the singing on MTV Unplugged in New York City.
Right.
Then Richard Pettengill is on guitar. He's a longtime co-conspirator with Great Moments in Vinyl. And
I always like to remind people that he went to Woodstock.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Among other things, among other milestones in his rock and roll career.
That's true. Great musicians.
I was going to say, he's freshly back from Puerto Vallarta, so I'm not feeling too envious.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good for him. And you'll be playing Nevermind and MTV Unplugged in New York at Great Moments in Vinyl. And, of course, it's at Martyrs, which is kind of your home place, right?
Yeah, they gave us the chance to get a foot in the door, and since then we've played other clubs in Chicago, Reggie's and City Winery most recently, and are looking at playing a date up at the school where Richard teaches up in Lake Forest. So I got a Grateful Dead show coming there, and we're looking at some other things we're hoping to do Chicago.
That's great, man. Martyrs at 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. It's tomorrow night, Thursday. Showtime at 9. Doors open at 7. It's $12 in advance, and we have a link on our Facebook page to all the information. You mentioned City Winery. You guys did like a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, they kind of called us a short notice. They I guess, had a cancellation and said, hey, do you guys think you could do something for us the night before Valentine's Day? So we scratched our heads and thought, well, let's come up with sort of a love songs and not so much love songs kind of set. We called it Love Songs and Other Conversations, and basically did some love songs and did some things about other difficult points in the relationship.
And how'd that go? How'd it turn out?
We were pleased. I mean, I think the club was happy too, but as an ensemble, we were just kind of thrilled. We were able to pull together an assortment of like Police and Sinead O'Connor and Regina Spektor and Fleetwood Mac and other songs and have it all fit together in a coherent set. And I found, you know, instead of stories about the songs per se, I came up with a bunch of stories about falling in love and falling out of love. And I even wrote a sonnet for the occasion.
Wow. So, that's great, Lindsey.
I'm multitasking here. Right?
Well, and also, you know, celebrating Nirvana, but it also would have been Kurt Cobain's 50th birthday this year.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. I mean, a couple of milestones. I think just last year was the 25th anniversary of Nevermind, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So, it's about time to pay them some tribute.
I agree. Well, let's bring in two of the members of this version of Great Moments in Vinyl. You mentioned Patrick Gemko. Patrick, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And then Benji Scheffler, who plays drums. Hey, Benji, how are you?
How's it going?
All right, well, let's talk to you guys first because, you know, Lindsay's been on the show many times. We'll get back to Lindsay. Patrick, tell me a little bit about how you got started in music and how you started playing guitar and all that.
Oh, well, I'll try to make a long story short. Basically, I got into it by when I went to high school, I wanted to be in the same class with my best friend. So we both joined chorus class and we thought it was an easy A. and then my teacher at the time was my chorus teacher was always pulling for me and saying you have a really good voice, and you know he wanted me to try out for this thing called the Madrigals, which is like an a cappella group. You know, I was 14, I had no idea what he was talking about, and he eventually so I missed a tryout for it, and I have like a lot of siblings, so I was like, well, I went in the next day and I missed it. And he's like, where were you? Again, I had no idea what Madrigals was. So I told him, like, my go-to is like, oh, I was babysitting. So he had me try out for Madrigals, and he put me on with the group. And I did the group until, you know, all throughout high school. And then I was like, I really love doing this, and it's a passion of mine, and I'm going to pursue it, learn to play guitar, and I could already play piano, so then it kind of went from there.
Yeah, cool. Now, Benji, you're only 21 years old, is that right?
I am 22.
22, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Wow. So the Nirvana came out and broke. You weren't even born when Nirvana...
I was not born. I was born 3 years later.
Yeah. So tell me about your connection. Well, first of all, you're only 21. How long have you been playing the drums? 22.
I've been playing drums for about 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
How I got into Nirvana, I actually saw, I was watching MTV, like 50 greatest metal or rock songs, some, you know, list on TV, and Smells Like Teen Spirit was one of those songs. And I just, that's how I discovered it. And then I just fell really in love with the band and especially Kurt Cobain. I mean, I really spent a lot of time just watching Kurt Cobain interviews on YouTube, and just seeing his, and it's fitting because, you know, Great Moments in Vinyl is about sort of the people behind the music. And that was really one of my draws to Nirvana, was the people and the minds behind the music that he creates.
Yeah. It's easy. He was an amazing guy. Patrick, what was your exposure first to Nirvana?
Oh, well, I was maybe 12 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you hear it for the first time, when it's coming out, and, you know, after everything was, all the 80s were dying down, you're like, what is this voice? I mean, I know Soundgarden and Alice in Chains were around, or whoever it was, but that, I don't know. I remember driving in a Ford Escort. It was like a 1980 something, you know. It was a beater car. And I remember me and my friends driving around. Actually, I think it was, who was it? It was my older brother driving my friends to like a baseball game or something. And we're like, what is this? And then we just started, went to the record store, bought it, and just started singing it. And it was just, you know.
Well, for people who don't remember that time period in 91, in the fall of 91, when the album Nevermind finally broke, I mean, it was a lightning bolt. Lindsay, you know this. I mean,
it was a game changer.
Yeah, it was absolutely, because at that time the hair metal was really popular, you know, and like Warrant and all that crap was you know, really really popular, and then suddenly here comes these grungy looking guys with flannel shirts on and just killing it. And Lindsay, what happened in 1991 was a game changer, as you said.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think even Liz Phair, I got a quote from her. She talked about how this song came on the TV and boom, everything changed. All the hair bands were out and the record companies were saying that. Suddenly they were flocking to the Pacific Northwest looking for bands to sign. Here's a great quote. This comes from Robert Plant. He says, you know what happened in England is that punk said, we're fed up with Pink Floyd, Jethro Tull, Led Zeppelin. Let's have some music from the street. And what happened in America in 1991 and 1990 is you finally got your own punk.
Yeah,
that's what it was about. I mean, Kurt Cobain and the guys from Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. I mean, Alice in Chains. They all just came in and showed a new way to do things. It didn't involve all the corporate hype.
Yeah, this is my generation's music. I'm a Generation Xer. When Pearl Jam broke, I was 25 or 26. So I was right in the wheelhouse, you know what I mean? And I actually knew them from I had Bleach before I got Nevermind. So I'd seen them at the Metro.
Wow.
I saw them at the Metro and play for Bleach, and Pearl Jam opened. And they had just changed their name. They had just changed their name from Mookie Blaylock to Pearl Jam. And so this was before anybody had ever – I mean, I had heard Bleach, and I just kind of lost my mind over it. But then when Nevermind broke – you know, that opened the floodgates and everything changed, you know.
Right.
It was incredible. It was incredible, you know, because I'll be 52 this year, so I'm a couple of years older than Kurt Cobain. But that was, you know, like that it was to be in your 20s and to have that happen, it was like a revolution. It really was. And I couldn't have been a happier guy in his mid to late 20s.
I got a Henry Rollins quote for you.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain and the Seattle scene tapped into a vast chunk of American white youth who were depressed, bummed out, and here comes a guy who looks like them, comes from them, sings for them, about them, and to them, and all of a sudden you find yourself with a Nirvana shirt on.
Yeah, a lot of people had Nirvana shirts. I had some Nirvana shirts. I had a couple of Sub Pop shirts. I did the whole thing, man. I was wearing flannel. I had long hair. It was just it was crazy. But it was a great time. And those albums that you're playing, Nevermind and MTV Unplugged in New York, are classic, and you guys will do a great job with them. Incredible musicians. Everybody hang on, okay, guys?
Sounds good.
We got to take a break.
Sounds good.
Okay, got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Lindsay and Patrick and Benji about their upcoming gig tomorrow night at Martyrs, celebrating the work of Nirvana for what would have been the 50th birthday of Kurt Cobain. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $12 in advance. You can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information, but we have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Nirvana and Great Moments in Vinyl right after this. Yeah. Great song. Yeah, and that would be Great Moments in Vinyl. Incredible musicians put together by Lindsey Cochran, and they're going to be paying tribute to Nirvana tomorrow night at Martyrs, and doors open at 7, shows at 9, tickets are $12 in advance. They're going to be playing Nevermind and MTV Unplugged in New York in their entirety. And Lindsey, who will be playing bass and providing stories behind some of the songs. And we welcome three of the members of Great Moments in Vinyl, Lindsey Cochran, Patrick Gemko, and Benji Scheffler. We welcome them back. Okay, welcome back, guys.
Good to be here.
How's it going?
Good. What about you, Lindsey? What was your first exposure to Nirvana? Do you remember the first time you heard him?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe stories I don't want to tell, because I was working at a totally different format radio station. I was working probably for a station that was about as far away from Nirvana and rock music as you could get at the time. And I don't know if I want to name the format.
No, I know what it is, but you can...
But I'm not going to go into it. But I do remember my program director at the time coming to me and saying, wow, do you hear this Nirvana band? They're intense. And he was trying to sort out what was going on for the lead singer, that he would sing in such a tortured is kind of one word you could use for it. And that might be a little pejorative, but yeah. But there's just so much passion behind what Kurt was doing with his voice.
Yeah, no question about it. Let me ask you, Patrick's been first time on the show and Benji's first time on the show. And I always ask two general questions to musicians every time I have them on the show. So let me start with you, Patrick. What was the first album you ever bought?
Well, I was actually thinking about this earlier, and well, the first things I bought were singles.
Okay.
But not my first album. I think my first album I ever bought, because my first singles were Better Than Ezra and Boys and Men, which is a little embarrassing, but also whatever. But I loved them at the time. But then my first album was The Bends by Radiohead. That's when I kind of started really getting into what I loved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess it's got to be that. You
know? Okay, The Bends. That, by the way, is still my favorite Radiohead album.
Yeah, me too.
Benji, what about you? First album you ever bought?
My dad showed me Cream at a pretty young age. So I went out and bought the Fresh Cream CD.
This is Benji. This is so weird, especially because you're a drummer. That I mean, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Ginger Baker is one of the greats, and I, you know, try to emulate him.
Yeah.
John Bonham is probably my biggest influence, and Dave Grohl too. I mean, that's why I'm so excited to play this show.
That's going to be great. So funny, Benji, that you're only 22 years old. I'm 30 years older than you, and my dad, get this, Benji, I'm not kidding you. My dad sat me down and said, here, listen to this. This song is called White Room.
Right.
I'm not kidding. That's like, and I went, what is that? And
it's from another planet, it felt like.
You know, I have to jump in here and say, well, Benji may be new to the radio interview portion of Great Moments in Vinyl, but he is a drummer who played for our Led Zeppelin show last year and the last two Rolling Stones shows.
Wow, that's great, man. That's
great.
Yeah,
the Rolling Stones show were a blast. Charlie Watts is not, John Bonham and Charlie Watts to me are two very different drummers, so it was definitely a challenge to get used to Charlie Watts' style, but it was such a like rewarding experience.
Yeah.
In that
Benji
way.
Delivers.
Yeah, I got it.
Sounds
like
how old are you again, Benji?
22,
man. He's an old soul, I can tell.
It's awesome.
Yes,
I love it. I love it.
All right, Patrick, first concert, Patrick.
All right. Well, I actually just had this conversation, but in thinking about it, they kind of. And so, but I realized that when I think I was 8 years old, I actually went to a Beach Boys concert. I think that was my first, actually, with my parents.
Yeah.
Went to a Beach Boys concert. I think it was at Navy Pier. But I don't think Brian Wilson was there, but.
I would imagine not. Yeah.
Yeah, who the other guys were.
Yeah, okay. And how about you, Benji? What was your first concert?
My first concert was I saw Them Crooked Vultures.
Ah.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I drove down there with my drum teacher and my dad, and it was amazing. I mean, it was great to see Dave Grohl play drums because he's one of my favorite drummers.
Right, and you got to see the bass player that worked with Bonham.
Exactly. I saw 1/4 of Led Zeppelin, so that's good enough for me.
I was lucky enough. I went to concerts at a very young age, and I was lucky enough to see Zeppelin twice. And they were amazing in 1975 when I first saw them, and they were terrible in 1977. They were all loaded. And it was terrible. But anyway, all right. Listen, congratulations to you guys. It sounds like you guys are going to have a great night. Lindsay, before we let you get out of here, one more quick story about Nirvana, and then we'll cut you loose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Three events. January 11th, 1992, proved that Nirvana had completely made the unprecedented transition from underground punk band to universally beloved supergroup. Number one. On January 11th, 1992, Nevermind was number one for the first time on that day's Billboard 200 albums chart. Number two, the band made their Saturday Night Live debut performing Smells Like Teen Spirit and one other song. And number three, while they were in New York City preparing to perform, they got an unexpected phone call. They're backstage at the SNL studios when Weird Al Yankovic rings them up to ask if he can record one of their songs. Dave Grohl later said, "You know you've arrived when you hear from Weird Al."
That's exactly right. I love that story. I love that story so much. The guys in Nirvana were like, "That forget the number one album, forget all that stuff. Weird Al did a parody of one of our songs," and they were so excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's so great. All right, well, listen, Lindsay, thanks, man, and Patrick
and
Benji. It's nice to meet you guys, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks.
All right, you guys. So that's Great Moments in Vinyl. And Lindsay, always a pleasure, man. And you're welcome back every single time you guys do one of these, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Lindsay.
All the best.
All right, there you go. Lindsay Cochran, everybody, from Great Moments in Vinyl. Amazing musicians doing amazing stuff and telling great stories in between. You can hear Nevermind MTV Unplugged in New York as they pay tribute to Nirvana tomorrow night, Thursday, March 23rd. Doors open at 7, only $12 to get in. And you can check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the news right after this on WGN.